SBS Radio.
Saudara pendengar, Kantor Pajak Australia ingin agar orang-orang waspada terhadap penipu menggunakan metode canggih untuk mengambil uang dari korbannya. Australian Taxation Office atau ATO mengatakan penipu yang terlihat dalam penipuan telepon menggunakan perangkat lunak untuk menyamarkan identitas asli mereka dengan menghasilkan nomor telepon yang tampaknya sah. Bulan lalu saja dikatakan penipu telah mencuri lebih dari $800,000. Berikut ini Greg Diet melaporkan. Saat upaya penipuan, apa yang tampak seperti nomor telepon Australia mungkin muncul pada ID panggilan telepon Anda sebagai rekaman pesan suara yang dibuat dengan komputer.
Department is investigating you and your family. We have tried to notify you regarding this issue, but we have never got any response from you. So, it has been considered as an intentional fraud and a lawsuit has been filed under your name. In order to get more information, you can call our department number on 280-909-306. I repeat, it's 280-909-306. Thank you.
Asisten Komisaris Perpajakan Keith Anderson mengatakan ATO tidak mengizinkan nomor teleponnya sendiri muncul di ID panggilan dan jika stafnya menelpon orang, mereka tidak mengancam akan melakukan penangkapan.
It's important to remember that a legitimate caller from the ATO will never threaten you with arrest, will never demand immediate payment, especially through unusual means like Bitcoin or prepaid cards. We won't refuse to allow you to speak with a trusted advisor or your regular tax agent. And importantly, our phone number does not project on caller ID. So if you receive a call with a call number projecting onto your ID, you can be pretty confident that it's not from the ATO.
Asisten Komisaris Anderson mengatakan warga lansia Australia sering menjadi korban sasaran.
The elderly, people who are living on their own, and what we've seen recently is, for example, one elderly person who over the course of about 5 months paid $230,000 to the scammers. Now what they do is they threaten these people and then they panic, and that's when they end up paying the money.
Professor untuk Cyber Security dari University of Sunshine Coast, Dave Lacey mengatakan, para kriminal membuat panggilan telepon dengan harapan korbannya menjawab panggilan itu karena ketakutan.
Well, what they're trying to do is elicit an emotional response of you where you're reacting without thinking. That's absolutely in a scammer's toolkit. That's what they want to happen. And they do that by scaring you. And if whether it's an arrest or a big bill or you know you got to have your telephone line cut off or your energy cut off, whatever it might be, that's what they're going for.
Profesor Lacey menambahkan bahwa orang-orang harus berusaha melawan tekanan untuk mengambil keputusan yang cepat yang biasanya merupakan taktik yang dipakai oleh para penipu itu.
Don't feel pressured into responding to a contact that someone initiates with you, even if they represent themselves as big business or big government. In absolute concrete terms, the tax office and Centrelink and Medicare don't ring you and demand payment over the phone. It's a process in government that is a bureaucracy and takes time and there's multiple other long-winded ways they engage. So have a healthy sense of skepticism, do your own research and be proactive in making your own inquiries and make your own phone call and engagement that way.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.